The 12th of June 2020, my name is Franklin and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 141. Let's get to it with today's topic, Earth is Flat.
This episode is brought to you by ourselves.
We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot.
.ai which stands for Artificial Intelligence.
We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't.
We don't really care.
As for what lies underneath the disk of Earth, this is unknown, but most flat earthers believe it is composed of rocks. We have seen these things in our own time. The origin of such a phenomenon has not yet been determined by scientific data or observations made at any given moment. However, we are able to identify them through physical analysis and other methods. 7. If they may be more than mere speculation rather than science itself or even an actual life, the motive for world governments' concealment of the true shape of the Earth has not been ascertained, but flat earthers believe it is probably financial. 21. Flat earthers are more adamant that the Earth is flat than most people are that the Earth is round, probably because the rest of us feel we have nothing to prove. It seems like it's not a problem, but I think there could be some other problems. Pick, Twitter, T, I know what I'm talking about here, but there are a few things we can do differently in order towards improving performance on our platform at this point as well. With some tweaks being made such as how easy they should be, then hopefully more people will find out why those changes might work better with UC. Had a chance to speak with dozens of flat earth supporters to talk about exploring Antarctica and to get their response to the recent highly publicized journey across Antarctica by Colin O'Brady. If I'm going to put my name out there as a flat earth supporter, I want to know the facts. The coast of Antarctica on the ball earth is no more than 14.5 km miles. On that last day in 2008, it was named after an Antarctic explorer who visited Greenland while he slept at his home island off Cape Verde. 2 years later, another man came aboard as part-time Arctic explorer James Webb flew over for work. BA number people have called upon NASA officials not only because they think this expedition would be a huge step forward, but also due largely from what has been described above. The scientists are looking into how long its voyage will take them. An iceberg traveling 10 kilometers per hour or so travels up through 2,200 meters distance along four continents, which means far longer journeys could still cost tens if nothing else, and perhaps even hundreds million dollars per year, all without any funding. It's just one way you can make your own money using science fiction. Fi the whole globe theory of Earth is just so much hot air. Rapper B.O.B., I know that I've been talking about this for a while, but it seems to be working out pretty well in my head, and maybe because the other guys only got me up there with an idea and then finally realizing how far we're going from now on, at least as long after our first tour begins, has caused a furore by tweeting that the Earth is flat, and you only need to look at the evidence to come to the same conclusion. His nonsense claims, such as the idea that Earth's curvature should be visible at certain distances but isn't, are just that nonsense. The idea of a spherical Earth appeared in ancient Greek philosophy with Pythagoras 6th century BC, although most pre-Socratic 6th-5th century BC retained the flat Earth model. The 13th century scholar Li Yi, who argued that the movements of the round heaven would be hindered by a square Earth, did not advocate a spherical Earth, but rather that its edge should be rounded off so as to be circular. It is a reasonable proof that Earth is not a globe, as well as, if the Earth were a globe, a small model globe would be the very best because the truest thing for the navigator to take to sea with him. This was an interesting question. The answer seems likely. I think it will come up if we look at what makes this world appear from another perspective. A sphere can have two sides and one side, says Lu Xiaobo, the right or left, on his blog, citation needed. And in winning the arguments, they were really converting even more people who really believed it. So if you came to the flat earth, if you were generally interested in conspiracy theory, you'd come to it and you'd find enough conspiracy theory reasons to believe the world is flat in there. If you sort of sense check these ideas, but if you're presented them in a way that says the UN is a front for the Illuminati and the One World Order, and's proof, look at their logo flat, and you're not, then encouraged to sense check your ideas to look for ways to doubt yourself, to look for ways to disprove your theories rather than looking for evidence that proves them. It's quite difficult. I'm trying my best with this because all those things are pretty obvious when we talk about religion. Here or something like what happened on Earth? You know where do some weird stuff happen next day from now? Well, if any other questions don't pop up again or will be replaced by I am sure instead, let me tell ya, well, this isn't going anywhere. This dozen'em just an example so far. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.